leader.
Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
A strong contender for the shortest question of the year from the Greens, Kevin Hague.
Is underground mining safe in New Zealand?
Kevin Hague's question was answered by Labor Minister Kate Wilkinson, who said the government had taken the Pike River coal mine disaster very seriously.
And that is why we have established a Royal Commission of Inquiry in relation to that.
But the Minister then used the Royal Commission as a reason for not answering Mr. Hague's supplementary questions.
Mr. Speaker, those issues have been raised as evidence at the Royal Commission, and therefore that is the appropriate place for them to be considered, and I am reluctant to comment further on that.
The Green MP complained to the Speaker.
The Minister does, of course, have the opportunity to say that it's not in the public interest for her to answer a question, but if so, she should say that. The proceedings before the Royal Commission are not sub judice in any way.
Lockwood Smith agreed.
I think the Minister was implying in the way she answered she did not consider it to be in the public interest to second-guess the Royal Commission, and that's not an unreasonable position for a minister to take.
But the argument continued after Kate Wilkinson gave the same response to Mr. Hague's next question.
Mr. Speaker, the question simply asked whether she was aware of a particular rule about the requirement for a phone connection between underground mines and emergency assistance on the surface. That doesn't seem to me to be a matter that's currently before the Royal Commission in the manner that the Minister suggests.
Kate Wilkinson then got support from the Attorney-General, Christopher Finlayson.
Members have to avoid embarrassing the Commission by any statements they make. And moving into an area that may have been, for example, a couple of days ago, the subject of evidence and cross-examination and is a live issue before the Commission. So in my submission, the Minister's taken exactly the right approach.
And another point of view from Labor's Shadow Attorney-General, David Parker.
Governments, of course, cause the creation of Royal Commissions of Inquiry. And if by doing that, the government could effectively oust the right of parliamentarians to discuss issues of public interest, that would pervert the course of this parliament.
The Speaker tended to agree and asked Mr. Hague to continue with his questions.
Does the Minister think it is good enough that when the two Pike River survivors struggled to the phone in the Pike River mine and called the Pike River surface controller, their call went to an answer phone?
Overruling the Attorney-General's protest that question would definitely embarrass the Royal Commission, the Speaker ruled the Minister had to give an answer.
The Minister must be the sole judge as to whether an answer is in the public interest or not, and that is a matter for the Minister. The Honourable Kate Wilkinson.
Mr. Speaker, once again, I am reluctant to make any comments on evidence that may or may not be before the Royal Commission of Inquiry because I do not want to be seen as compromising or influencing its determination.
Question time was followed by Wednesday's general debate. Here's Rhys Lyon.
The general debate was kicked off by Labor Party Deputy Leader Annette King, who questioned government claims that older New Zealanders were keen to partially sell state-owned assets.
The National Party in this House today poo-pooed the idea that Grey Power don't want to sell our assets. They tried to make out that they're very happy about this mixed model. Well, I can tell the National Party, think again, because you're going to hear plenty from older New Zealanders in the very near future.
Question is that the motion be agreed to.
But if Annette King was trying to sell advice, Cabinet Minister Nick Smith wasn't buying.
Hearing a lecture on asset sales from Annette King is like taking tips from Jack the Ripper on home safety, because that member in government went through that eyes door more times than I've had birthdays selling assets in the 1980s. And the big difference is that John Key's been up front with New Zealanders. They promised not to sell a single asset and sold over 20.
Later, and in his role as ACC Minister, Dr. Smith was himself the subject of criticism from senior Labor Party MP Clayton Cosgrove, who questioned ACC's cost-cutting methods.
There's a very interesting way that, of course, you can save money in ACC, and that is if you restrict the resource to folk. And I make this point and I ask this Minister a question. How many constituents have walked into his Nelson office and told him that they cannot get an operation because ACC has told them that their operation is based on anatomical wear and tear, but they're only 21 years old? 21-year-olds who are saying, hang on, I've got wear and tear from old age, that's why I'm not getting my operation, it's not considered an accident. But we'll move on. But we'll move on from the ghost that walks over there.
Labour MP Clayton Cosgrove speaking in the general debate.
That's your report from East Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.